The 7th century philosopher monk Dharmakirti presents a sophisticated argument in support of the proposition that, through disciplined meditative training, substantive changes can be effected in human consciousness, including the emotions. A key premise underlying his argument is the universal law of cause and effect, which suggests that the conditions affecting the cause have an inevitable impact on the result. This principle is very ancient in Buddhism. The Buddha himself argued that if one wishes to avoid certain types of results, one needs to change the conditions that give rise to them. So, if one changes the conditions of one's state of mind, which normally give rise to particular habitual patterns of mental activity, one can change the traits of one's consciousness and the resulting attitudes and emotions. The second key premise is the universal law of impermanence, which was part of many of the Buddha's earliest teachings. This law states that all conditioned things and events are in constant flux. Nothing, not even in the material world, which we tend to perceive as enduring, remains static or permanent. So this law suggests that anything produced by causes is susceptible to change, and if one creates the right conditions, one can consciously direct such change to a transformation of the state of one's mind. Like other Buddhist thinkers before him, Dharmakirti invokes what could be called a psychological law in that he sees various psychological states, including the emotions, as a field of forces in which opposing families of mental states interact in a constant dynamic. Within the domain of the emotions, there might be a family consisting of hate, anger, hostility, and so forth, while in opposition is a family of positive emotions like love, compassion, and empathy. Dharmakirti argues that if one side of any such polarity is stronger, the other is weaker in any given individual at any given time. So, if one works to increase, reinforce, and strengthen the positive groups, one will correspondingly weaken the negative ones, thus effectively bringing about transformation in one's thoughts and emotions. Dharmakirti illustrates the complexity of this process by a series of vivid analogies from everyday experience. The opposing forces might be seen as heat and cold, which can never coexist without one undermining the other, but at the same time, neither can eliminate the other instantaneously. The process is gradual. Probably Dharmakirti had in mind the effect of lighting a fire to warm a cold room, or rainfall in the monsoon cooling the tropics where he lived. By contrast, Dharmakirti talks of the light of a lamp as immediately dispelling darkness. This law, whereby two opposing states cannot coexist without one undermining the other, is the key premise in the Buddhist argument for the transformability of consciousness. It means that the cultivation of loving-kindness can, over a period, diminish the force of hate in the mind. Further, Dharmakirti argues that the removal of a basic condition will remove its effects, so that by eliminating the cold, for example, one effectively removes all its attendant results, such as goose pimples, shivering, and chattering teeth. Dharmakirti goes even further and suggests that, unlike physical abilities, the qualities of the mind have the potential for limitless development. Contrasting mental training with the physical training of athletes, especially long jumpers, he argues that in athletic prowess, although there might be a wide range of levels to which individual athletes can aspire, there's a fundamental limit imposed by the nature and constitution of the human body. No matter how much training one may undergo or how outstanding a natural athlete one may be. Even the illegal use of drugs in modern athletics, which may extend the body's limits marginally, cannot in fact push the human body beyond the fundamental limitations of its own nature. By contrast, Dharmakirti argues that the natural constraints on consciousness are far fewer and are removable, so that in principle it is possible for a mental quality like compassion to be developed to a limitless degree. In fact, for Dharmakirti, the greatness of the Buddha as a spiritual leader lies not so much in his mastery of various fields of knowledge as in his having attained the perfection of boundless compassion for all beings.